Ghana is said to be losing its human workforce to kidney deaths. Reports from the renal dialysis unit at the Kolebu Teaching Hospital show that the problem affects ages between 15 to 45 as compared to 40 to 65 a decade ago. According to the head of the unit, Dr. Vincent Boyna, the rate at which the youth are being infected with kidney problems is worrying. He said though the black race is prone to the disease due to genes, the current statistics is scary and demand serious collaboration between government and the private sector in the health delivery chain to salvage the situation.
The cost of dialysis is about 260 Ghana cedis per session. And each patient requires at least 3 dialysis sessions a week. So that's really what is compatible with life. So that counts to 780 Ghana cedis per week. And this is what they will pay for the rest of their lives. Only few, probably about 10 to 15% are able to afford these 3 times a week dialysis per week. About 2/3, almost 60% or more are doing it 2 times a week because of affordability. And then another, say 20% can only be afforded only once a week. And some even come once in a while. That's how bad it is. So if you're not getting the optimal treatment, definitely you will not be healthy. And long and short of it, people, the cost is beyond the reach of most of this young population of patients who represent the workforce of our society and are being wiped away silently by this disease. The black race has been shown to be more at risk of developing the kidney disease because genes have been found in black people, which puts them at the higher risk of the disease compared to the white person or other racial groups. Chronic kidney disease is in stages 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Those who go to stage 5 will eventually go on dialysis. Early stages like stages 1 to 3, for instance, what you do is to manage their risk factors in order to delay progression to the end stage where they will need the dialysis. But ultimately, kidney transplantation is the treatment of choice.
Head of Renal Dialysis Unit, Kolebu, Dr. Vincent Boyna.